I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Sophie Harmon.
And I'm Frederick Ferrier.
And this is
Friends with Benefits.
No!
That was perfect.
No, I don't want to be eternalized like that.
You sound so sexy when you talk like that.
Right.
You know that.
Oh, God, it is steamy in here, and it's not only because I'm wearing a Canadian tuxedo for our Canadian guests, it's because it's Ryan Langy is here with us.
Hello, woo-hoo. Hello, hello.
Hottest bitch in town. But also, Ryan, did you know that this studio here is actually the first brothel in Soho?
Oh my gosh, we have a lot of ghosts giving lap dances.
Mm. Wow, what, that's really in the...
Feel the spirit.
Exactly. Get out of there, spirit, okay?
Oh, get in me.
Yeah, exactly. Cantaloupe. Oh, sorry, so Ryan, cantaloupe, by the way, if you didn't know, is Sophie's safe word during sex.
Oh,
my
really?
Safe word changes most of the time with every...
Yeah, I'd make it a bit more fashion, be like cantalopez.
Yeah.
Cantalopez. Oh my God, I love this. Oh, Ryan, I'm so happy that you're here with us. Freddie Mouse, I'm sorry, but your replacement has arrived.
Okay, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Ryan. Diversity, inclusivity called. We are the gay, South Asian male.
Exactly. Enough
you're
with
out.
These two blondies. We've had.
Wait, so how do you guys meet?
So Ryan and I have actually been recording a TV show together, which is not yet. Are we allowed to talk about it?
I mean, I think it's embargoed, but gossiping is fun. I am on a TV show on BBC Three with Sophie. You're
yes.
going to have to tune in to find out, but it was there where our beautiful friendship was birthed.
Yeah.
You walked in with sass and complete crass, and you were like, I'm not wearing this, I'm wearing that. And I looked at you and I said, she's fantastic. Yeah. And then you mentioned a party that you were going to, and you name dropped a couple of like icons and celebrities at that party. And
Dust man and like, brush to sweep up the names?
No. It wasn't a name drop. It was like a guide in order for me to understand exactly what the aesthetic of the dress code was.
Oh.
And I heard you and I knew it. You were like, I want to ride in on a horse. It's an Indian studio.
Oh my God, I know. Oh, exactly. I was just thinking the whole time, what party do you mean? But yes, it was actually the Annabelle's 4-year anniversary. And guess who nailed it and is now on the top, I think, 100 Tatler best dressed?
You.
Oh.
That is my
nice.
Sophie. High five, Freddie Mouse. Great success.
Very good. So what were you wearing?
I was wearing a leopard bodysuit, but full body leotard, with a massive chiffon leopard bow that actually dragged along the floor.
And wow.
Yeah. And I love the theme. It was like, my presence is a present, so there's a bow on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're welcome. Saved on wrapping as well. Very nice.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wrap up the competition.
God, this is a great memory, Shatsy Bear.
Well, I mean, when you fall in love with someone, you always remember that moment.
Oh.
Yeah, it was cute. You were like, I want to come in on a white horse.
I want to come in on white horse, you know? Yeah, Sophie, I know we're filming in a brothel, but no.
No, because it was the Annabelle's anniversary. Anyway, oh, yeah, because
so
it was
would
Studio
have been a few.
54.
That's it.
And how Bianca Jagger rode into
on
Studio
a white horse.
Studio 50 whore. That could be the next next little thing for one of your parties.
Why don't we throw it here? Because we're in a brothel.
Yeah, exactly. Studio 50 whores.
Well, that's how I party plan.
And this is how we met.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is how I met your father.
I don't think Sophie realized that day on set that she was meeting a brown ingenue.
Oh.
I was like, I see your reference. I raise you some sass.
You did actually get every single joke that I, and I was like, oh God.
And then you had a
tiny, feel
seen, then you
finally.
Had a tiny little purse that you let me wear on the show.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah, and so I wore it on
the
my.
The Swarovski Rosantico. Thank you very much, guys.
I'm literally, this is like a spectator sport. I'm just going like this. Yeah. Thank God I'm on a swivel chair.
You should
just
probably
going,
leave, but make sure you cut your hair off and give it to me. I can sell it on eBay.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've got tips on that.
Oh,
I've got tips on the hair. That's also one thing between Freddie Bear and me. If he cuts off his hair, it's over between the two of us. Yeah.
Really? But if I cut off my beard, she hates this. What are your silence? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, I haven't been with a beard. I do grow a beard, but I'm kind of impartial. I don't know. But I mean, I think
she absolutely
he sits
hates
on
this.
Anything.
Mm. Absolutely great, insightful.
Well, I mean, I think it looks great on you. It's giving GQ Man of the Year.
I love this guy. He's fantastic.
I have to make more friends, okay?
You have to literally, like, you can't social climb your way with everyone.
Sophie,
here.
I have to be nice to him. He has a blue tick as well.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. It's perfect.
Yeah. I'll share your post, whatever.
No, the only thing what I don't like currently, like when, if it's very short, like a short stubble, and I don't have to make out with it, then you know what? It's fine. He's allowed to have it. But if it's like shaped, and now you can see this barbershop in East London, which was probably a bike. There's also this bike shed. You're both from East London, by the way.
But she, you know, she, we can bond,
London,
we can bond on that. She hates
in East London.
East London.
Yeah, I know.
She, and I feel like that is, you need
I do
to.
Do not hate. I just don't want to live there.
You know, things need to be drip-fed into society. I feel like I, like, drip-fed myself into West London. And Sophie's like, what is that? He's so sparkly.
She's
like
dripping,
a little South Asian glitter
from
ball.
West London.
Who is dripping fat anyway? But
all of us here right now, we're losing dress sizes as we speak.
That is so true. No, I just don't like that elongated chin extension that he gets now where it's like, like it's like a pharaoh speaking to me.
I like it.
No.
Yeah, well, you're from East London, so you should be visiting a Turkish barbershop like every week.
Exactly. Bloody Winchester and Iceland.
I always get
no one's from where they're really from. Come on, Sophie.
Exactly.
Yeah. I really feel like I've actually been like kidnapped by the government and brought here to make sure I'm British.
Yeah, exactly.
whatever the Queen wants, she can have. I don't get it. But you know what, actually, to refer back to like when I got here as a Canadian born British South Asian.
Tell us about this.
I was really confused when people would always ask if you're all right. I'm like, you're all right, mate. In Canada, if you ask someone if they're all right, it's what you say after they get hit by a car.
What?
Or if they get robbed, you'd be like, are you all right?
Yeah.
And so here I was like, what do you mean? Like, what's wrong with me? And it really confused me for a good 6 months.
Are you all right?
Are you all right?
Yeah. Are you all right, Mark? So when did you arrive in London?
12 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
oh
when
my
I got
God,
here.
Just like me.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God, who knew we could like, our trajectory could be so steep.
I think we've been living like parallel lives.
Oh my God, are you the brown Ryan Lange? Am I the white Sophie Herman?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That means I dress really well in the other universe.
It means I've got face tattoos.
Yeah.
I actually always wanted one. When I was younger, I wanted to have, instead of the prison tier, I wanted a mini Chanel sign.
Oh, that's really cute.
I know, because remember the Chanel
sign. Also, you look like every
tattoos?
Street lamp in London.
Yeah, but you know that's actually for Coco Chanel.
Really?
Yes, her ex-lover did that for her.
Not only...
You. I didn't know that. You wanted a teardrop there.
He's already not. We've already moved on. But
that's crazy. But you didn't hear it. I mean, no one told you what that meant.
No, that's why I wanted it, Freddie Mercury. I thought I was badass.
Yeah.
I think my style goal is to look like Freddie Mercury if he went to prison.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
What does that say on the side of your head?
It says, don't think about making art. Just do it. Get it done.
Like it.
And here, JP, Jean d'Apple.
Jean-Paul Gaultier. It is Jurassic Park.
Stop.
My favorite film of all time.
Is it?
Yes.
My
I feel
God.
Like once you get to a certain point in your career, you can do something really dorky and everyone will just applaud. As
I
long as you make it
that
real.
That happens once you have a certain amount of tattoos. I feel like then you can just
well,
like...
last year was my villain era and this year is my prison era. The only oversight is the fact that tattoos are not removable on your head.
Yeah.
You can't get them removed on your
head.
I think
a
you
tattoo.
Can, but just like, you just can't get rid of them after you've done it.
I got a tattoo. Can you guess where?
Two paw prints on your lower back.
Mm-mm.
Armed and dangerous.
I'm actually not kidding, and I'm going to give you a tip. It's in my face as
whatever,
well.
Whatever my response is, I just hope the producers edit it out.
You're showing, is it underneath your tongue?
Tell us.
Oh, is it your eyebrows?
Nope.
Oh. But some girls
everyone has their eyebrows tattooed.
I just had my first ever tattoo, and it is my lips in my face.
Cute.
I know.
I'm here for it. Wait, what do you mean? What
outline
do you mean?
I had my whole lips. Now I'm wearing actually a little bit more of a lipstick just to switch it up for you, Freddie Mars.
Okay, so.
But it's actually a blush tattooed all over.
Yeah.
So you always have kind of flushed, freshly aroused lips.
Yeah. Wow. Mm. So you don't have to rip a chili in half and rub it. It just happens naturally.
So, where they tattooed on the outside?
No, the whole thing. I didn't do a Mava. No, I did the whole lip. So it's more of a natural. It's this horrible French woman that insulted me. But she basically, like, it's not that, you know, that lip liner from the 90s where you look like Eminem's mother.
Yeah.
But you actually.
Marshall's mother.
Everywhere. Anyway.
Marshall mothers.
Anyway, I have to say, everyone said, oh my God, it's going to hurt so much. I mean, I did have numbing cream on.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt.
No, I mean, if you go through the emotional trauma I did growing up, nothing like a tattoo hurts at all.
Mm.
And that wasn't like a self-education thing. I literally just like, tattoos are not that painful. I forgot my violin upstairs.
Yeah. So this tattoo, this is a party that you sort of invented, right? This
So 5 years ago, I was like doing the whole like gay East London circuit, all the clubs. And I just felt really disenfranchised because as a fashionista in art and fashion, I just was like a wallflower and no one really acknowledged me. And it wasn't until I went home that I'd like listened to really good Bollywood music. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to throw a Bollywood queer night in a gay pub and just see what happens. And I invited all of my friends at the time, and this was 5 years ago, and it just blew up. It was like the first time that we publicly were like throwing a Studio 54 style party where everyone in fashion and art was invited in, and we were playing Bollywood, hip-hop, R&B, Punjabi music, but it wasn't like Indian. It was like a celebration of the possibility of what our culture and creativity could look like.
Mm.
And now we've played Fabric, Ministry of Sound around the world. We've played Mumbai House. And like we're just celebrated as one of the most internationally recognized Bollywood electro alternative parties. It's cool.
Amazing.
So fucking cool.
And Hangama, what does that mean?
Hangama means chaos and celebration.
Those are the same that there's like...
So if you
celebrate the chaos.
Yeah, so if you were to say go to Annabelle's for the 4-year anniversary and the next day you woke up and didn't
which
know where
you were. Which was also a Studio 54, a theme.
Yeah, there you go. You would just basically say it was such a hangama.
Interesting.
Such a hangama.
Yeah. Oh.
Interesting.
My mom used to say it on the phone after parties and I always remember that word. It just really resonated with me.
I love it. Hangama.
Mm. And I've also, I quite like these things you have on your teeth as well.
Oh, my teeth gems.
Yeah.
Had these when like I was 11 years old and they're actually making a massive comeback. Yeah.
The facial vajazzle, basically.
It's,
Well, I guess the vajazzle is the vagina of your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's both,
Are they permanent?
Deep and moist.
They're
why did I say that? Ew.
Deep and moist. My vajazzle.
That's staying in. Yeah.
They're like braces glue. And then they just like embed little Swarovski diamonds in there. But this was done by Drip and Jewels in LA. And shout out to the London one. There's Una Beauty in London who's doing an incredible job.
Oh, that's so good. I used to do this by myself. Oh, good on you because I swallowed about 15 Swarovskis.
Dad, where's the glue?
Every day.
Where's the super glue?
Swallowing 15 Swarovskis every day. That's my fashion
crystals.
Goal.
That is, you know, some people pay good money for it to get some sparkly pills in the Harrods pharmacy, but I just, you know, eat them pure.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, Dad,
day
sorry, I've got
the doctor
a crystal
away.
Addiction.
At least it's not crystal meth, right? Yeah.
That's really intense. That was a really intense joke.
Sorry, I go there
that,
sometimes.
That's Freddie Mars. He does go there
I like it dark.
Okay, cool.
Oh, God. Okay, Ryan, why don't you tell us a little bit more of the new show that you're currently doing on the BBC Three? Because you're basically the new visage of you and your teeth gems off the BBC Three.
Yeah, let's not even get started with the eyebrow slits. I am hosting a new unscripted reality show on BBC Three called The Big Proud Party Agency.
Mm-hmm.
What it is like, it's really like euphoric and full of queer joy, but... duos come into our agency. I run it with Teddy Edwards, who runs a lesbian night called Lick, and Christopher Mills.
Promising.
Lick,
right? All right.
It's an incredible lesbian and women-only hip-hop party. It's global. And then I'm on the show with Christopher Mills, who is a luxury events planner. So he's done parties for like Beyonce and Adele. And like he's just any like amazing party that you've probably gone to, he's probably been the brains behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So we run that agency, and people come in to ask us to throw a surprise party for a queer loved one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like that'd be your dream job, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't really realize that I could harmonize into this role on the show. Like, I was throwing parties and events and just being like...
Yeah, have you ever presented anything before?
No, just presented, like, I just served.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be
just,
very good
I feel
at that
like,
because
yeah,
you're so
you just
fast.
Serve because... Yeah. But also, I mean, Freddie Mars and me never really you know, prepared for anything in our lives. So clearly.
exams, you know, university.
No, oh, but I feel like we all kind of like slid into roles that weren't really the original plan.
As the world turns. Now, as the world grows through social media and the internet, it's important to have, like, I guess, like, people who can translate. And, like, I was your eccentric East London person of color who just didn't die and, like, was just constantly creating art and culture. And then eventually they were like, try out for the show. But the funny thing is now that it's out, all of my friends are like, you were born to do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I agree. And when I actually met you for the first time and you were presenting this show, I was taken aback. I thought this you would have done this your whole life because you were so fucking good at it.
Oh, thanks.
And
you nearly went into the accent as well, though. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Because I get really intimidated.
Or
am I all right? And because I could get really intimidated. And I mean, remember we had to like in the end, we had to do like 5 takes, and I was like, "Oh no, you know this, Freddie Mars." Once when I've got the worm in,
yeah,
yes, she's not talking about tequila,
yeah,
exactly, or grey worm,
yeah, exactly.
But like once you have that, like, how do you call it? That one, the bug.
Yeah,
it's so brain fart.
It fogs your mind. But during lockdown, though,
great.
Oh, thank you.
Really,
just great.
Yeah, that was a bit mean. Yeah. You were better than average. Yeah. You know?
Above average.
You were a strong 6 out of 10.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because you basically have done something that you really liked, but and then almost by accident, you've made it into a career, which is like, I mean, they always say do what you love and then eventually, you know, the universe will sort of take care of itself. But that's literally what's happened in your case.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just so impressed. I don't even know what to say.
I'm just so impressed with myself. Wow.
I
manifested this.
Yeah.
Basically, when I was younger, I always wanted to be on TV, but I never thought it was a possibility for me. And when I found out that I had the project coming up during lockdown, I just started to watch anyone I admired on TV and just learn how they spoke. And so I media trained myself. I had nothing else to do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm
really witty.
Yeah.
You are.
I'm funny. I'm quick. I'm stylish. You know.
God, the alphabet should really just be adjective.
Who was your inspiration apart from... Obviously, now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the different facets of Sophie Herman.
No, but when you were...
We have a real friendship, though, because I had never watched Made in Chelsea. As soon as you walked in, I was like, that energy needs to be in and around me.
Oh,
yeah.
In you.
Yeah,
in you.
Her BDE is incredible.
Yeah, BCE, we're calling it now.
Big clit energy. About that the last time. Big clit energy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the clit grows when it comes.
Yeah,
when
I heard about
comes.
That.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Alien.
Yeah.
Oh God! Wait, what did I just want to do?
Well, basically, you said who inspires me and who was my role model.
Thank you very much for doing my job. Yeah,
anytime.
You were born to do this.
I'm also her PA now.
Yeah.
So I have always been inspired by Andy Warhol. I think he's incredible.
Lovely.
Oscar Wilde, he's a genius. And then I think, like, in more recent times, I just feel like
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like there are a lot of people on TV who have inspired me, but just aren't. So, like, I remember when my agent picked up the phone and said, would you like to be represented? I was like, yes. I'm like, Gok Kwan meets Grayson Perry and Guz Khan. Like, it's just like a hybrid that you just have never met before. Some of you might know that. Some of you might be Googling it now.
I was Googling that. I got Gok Kwan and then you lost me after that.
Grayson Perry is like the queer artist. Then Guz Khan is like the brown comedian who blew up on the internet. So I just
laugh politely.
Yeah. Later she'll be like, Gok Kwan. Later you'll be like, who's that? Should we bring them on the show as well?
Yeah.
I saw Gok Kwan DJing the other day at Channel 4. Maybe we need to. I think he's willing now.
Yeah, right.
Got him off.
I mean, I was a kid watching Gok Kwan and Brooke Smart Star on like the Learning Channel of What Not to Wear. Do you remember that show?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it was a show about like just your run of the mill basics who just like basically were cherry picked to be on the show and like remodeled and told what not to wear. And Gok Kwan and Brooke were amazing. Brooke's a good friend. Gok we've met a couple times, but he refuses to acknowledge
me. Isn't it a little bit like the original Queer Eye? Remember when you actually showed me this because I love the new one.
Yeah.
But the original, my God, it's funny.
Yeah.
Carson Kressley.
What a guy.
Legend.
Love.
I knew I met you before. It was at GAY, wasn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
You were with Carson.
Yeah. I was with Carson, yeah.
Honestly.
So what do you think is the next step? Drag Race? Because that's, I think, where we both should be in the jury.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'd love to be on Drag Race. Uh-huh. I'm so blessed to be friends with a lot of the drag queens, and I've been watching it since it started.
I've seen you. I've stalked you. You're now at Vogue parties, and you're not even fucking taking me. Listen, I mean, a glimpse of
I'm going to sell that voice memo.
The old friends.
I'm going to sell that voice memo of you being like, what the hell are you doing at the Vogue party without inviting me? And then I didn't have the heart to tell you that I was a plus one.
Yeah. Well, you did look like you had your own invite, though, because you were head to toe in self portrait.
Yeah,
lovely. That was the that's the brand, by the
okay,
way.
Okay, yeah. Self portrait through the party, but I was wearing a London College of Fashion graduate.
No, but you were in the same print as Naomi Campbell.
No, that was Anna Wintour.
Oh, no, it was Anna Wintour. Sorry.
Yeah, Anna Wintour.
I met Anna Wintour. This is the only time.
Oh, my gosh.
She has an Anna Wintour story as well, which I'll say after yours.
Okay, mine is not very good.
Well, it's the only time I've ever seen you, like, be nervous.
Yeah,
we were at this Evening Standard party, and she just was froze. And I was like, this is very strange.
What, the last one happened this year?
No. 2018. Fred took me to every... Like, there was John Galliano. I died. There was... I mean, everyone was there. And Fred, like, I was literally, like...
I was just brokering the introduction.
I couldn't even get a word out. It was...
Mine's even worse.
Mine's
even worse.
Okay, so
just to give context...
She hates it. Anna Wintour hates it when you tell her, I love you and I love your work. Because, like, I mean, duh. Who doesn't?
Of course. But I think I, like, managed to blow it up from the inside even worse.
So, oh, God. What did you do?
To give context, I was there with my dear friend, best friend, Shira Ravindran. Mm-hmm. She's on the cover right now as a Tamil, non-binary, identifying female. She looks incredible.
Tamil?
Yeah, Tamil.
What's Tamil?
Tamil's from Sri Lanka. And so to be a Tamil woman on the cover of Vogue, it's the first woman.
Tamil is Sri Lankan.
Yeah. So
I
in
had
Sri
no
Lanka,
idea.
There's this
how
Singalese...
did I get about?
Well, maybe because we're too worried about designer bags and not the genesis of people in the countries that are exhibiting genocide. But anyways, that's a story for another podcast. What I'm trying to say is, Shira was at the Vogue party. I was her plus one.
Yeah.
We walk in, and I was like, we both walked into the main room at Chiltern Firehouse, and we both felt the bob. The bob was in the room, and we could see it, and energetically, it pushed us to like the left side of the room.
Oh my God. Schwitzing already.
It's a lot. And so I was like, let's explore the space because I can't be in the same room as Anna Wintour. I wasn't prepared for this. My therapist is not meeting me tomorrow. And so we went around Chiltern Firehouse. I showed Shira the whole space because she's really young and she was a bit like overwhelmed as well. And then as we were walking back into the, I call it the horseshoe bar, you know, when you walk into the lab.
Yeah.
We walked in there and I was like, let's just get another drink and maybe a shot tequila, which is my USP. Mm-hmm. Anna like walks in down the stairs and goes to the bartender. And I was like, Shira, it's going to happen. We're going to run into Anna Wintour now, and I don't know what to do. And I started to like watch the threads unravel from my soul. And so I wasn't one of those like gays who like read Vogue in bed. I just knew who she was and I know her power. Okay. So she walks up to us and I said, Anna, I'm so sorry to interrupt. And she pulls off her sunglasses. Never in my mind did I think
Anna
Wintour would take off her sunglasses. So now I'm looking dead into the Vogue
fucking
eye.
Hell.
Literally, the editor's
Sauron.
Eye.
Yeah, it is, I mean, Medusa.
Fashionable Sauron.
Yeah, but I wanted her to give me a ring.
Yeah. Very good.
So basically, I'm staring at her and I just said, I just want you to know that you're a beacon of inspiration and like one of the main reasons I desire to be successful. And she just looked at me and she's like, thanks. And then I said, this is Shira. She's on the cover. And Shira was like staring, doe-eyed, with a glass of champagne in her hand. And she said, hi. And then Anna shook her hand. And then she turned to me and shook my hand. And then I said, I didn't plan past this point, Anna, so I'm starting to fangirl. I'm going to have to leave. And she just said, okay, I'm going to go to the toilet. And I was like, great to meet you. Yeah. And she was like, yes, and then walked away.
Oh, I think that's quite nice. That's quite a nice little compared to...
What do you...
I'm just saying you could slightly better, you know, that. I mean, you got an eye thing.
I gave you my mink to take to the bathroom and it got you a chat with John Galliano. You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
He wore my mink.
I should have got more than just a chat.
Yeah, he was very nice. So
I wasn't
back from
there,
the dead.
So my God knows what was passed.
That's
but,
so funny.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. And then I told Gigi Hadid that my phone was homophobic, so it was really weird.
Yeah, how's Gigi?
She's cute.
She's
so lovely. And it was so nice to meet her as well. I mean, obviously, like, people are like vultures around these celebrities, and I have no...
The Hadids are very lovely and very open.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent a summer with Bella.
But I felt like I was momager. Like, I was walking around with all the young ones who were on the cover because they all sort of, like, sit around each other. And then as soon as I saw Gigi and Edward and, like, anyone of clout, I was like, let's go take pictures. And so they were like, the kids were my Kardashians. I was like...
let's go take pictures so I can plaster them all over my Instagram
and
tag you all. And can you please re-tag me so I can...
repost it. Maybe do whatever, but...
I love it because you were actually the plus one, but you ended up running this whole show.
Yes. So for all of you eager listeners...
Exactly. This is how you social climb your way to success.
Yeah. So rules are... Michael Alec taught me this. He went to jail in New York. But anyways, he's out now.
Good role model.
Yeah. But I watched Party Monster. At a very young age, I learned how to work a party. But when you get invited as a plus one to a fashion party or any sort of party of clout, you always have to dress up as great as the person who's invited you. Mm-hmm. You have to work the room to make everyone wonder who got invited. You do not walk in like a plus one. You do not act like a plus one. You find the drinks. You find the hors d'oeuvres. You say hi to everyone. You make that person who invited you so proud that they invited you that next thing you know, you're on the cover.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's Money by Ryan Lamb. I love it.
That's a serious soundbite as well. That
Fred is trying to memorize.
I'm trying not to be like plus one. So what's plus one energy?
Plus
you,
one energy.
Fred Moss.
Oh, great.
Sorry.
I
was
going
to go so sassy, but what happens if you plus one to a negative?
It's the big tall blonde guy in the back taking pictures of Sophie.
Yeah, that's why I never fucking never go to an event with her.
It's you most, love it.
I honestly hate it.
You want
going to a red carpet
premiers.
With you, she goes into it, she turns into Anna Wintour.
Really?
She suddenly goes and she's like, Freddie Moss? And she has it, and she gets so gassed up by red carpet energy. I've never seen anything like it. She's so happy there. I'm like, God, it's just a fucking red carpet.
I just do the standard, like, it's called the Madonna, when you start from left to right to the, you know, when they're like, Sophie, on your left, please. On your right, please.
She loves it. I can't stand that stuff. It's so,
really, I live for it. I mean, after that, I don't need to eat for a week.
Yeah. How did I look?
I don't eat anyways.
Yeah, Sophie Herman, write it down, okay, and tag me as well.
And then you have, like, one picture with both of your eyes closed Getty, and you're like, no.
Yeah, I know. I'm just taking pictures and not moving my mouth going, it's Lange with a J.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can we talk about when I went to a party with you? And you were basically...
Oh, yes, to
and the box. I was in print and it said Sophie Herman and guest.
Oh, no.
That was so funny. The amount of people who messaged me being like, not only did you go to a party with Sophie Herman, so we don't know how much you paid her for your appearance, but like you were titled and guest.
You were my Stanford.
It was cute. Yeah, I know. And I was wearing Bespoke.
Darling, I mean, I think...
And that's not a brand. That means I got it made myself.
Listen, this is just the beginning of our little duo.
Yeah, no, it's cute. I'm here for it. It's also lovely to meet you.
Yeah, exactly. It is. You're okay as well. You can be a guest on our podcast sometimes. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I tried to watch Game of Thrones. I wasn't really interested in it. But anyways, I'll try.
Yeah. What are you saying? Because I look like I'm on Game of Thrones.
No, I'm just...
Damn it. That's how I read it, though.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Red, what was the regular?
I made a really fast joke and you kind of got it, so I'm here for it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do now do a new sequel of that. Did you see that?
No. That's Lord of the Rings.
No.
Oh, is it?
Is it as well?
Yeah. House of the Dragon.
You should be in it.
Yeah, I've tried
to
apply.
Can you ask?
I should be in it. I think I should be on Drag Race, just to bring that up again, because I feel like I had Victoria Baker Harbour and myself had about... I think every year we have got like a couple of people dressing up as us for Halloween.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
I had someone with like a fake Sphinx cat
covered in spit.
Oh, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Excuse
me? Covered in spit, right? Because that's the don't spit on my mink thing.
Oh my God, Fred. What? That just my. Oh, never mind. Yeah. My thoughts just went all out of the box.
I know. Yeah, we were at the box last time.
Yeah, but I do think, like, since I'm already. Would you describe me as a gay icon?
I would describe you as an enigma. A cult classic, someone
cock
who's
classic.
cult,
oh, thank
cock
God.
Classic.
Jesus Christ, that's how they describe me in Canada. That's why I had to leave.
A cult classic, I love it.
Yeah, that and a Bloody Mary. Anyways, that was a funny joke.
That's not right. Okay.
Oh, Caesar. What are you talking about?
I don't get the Bloody Mary.
Well, because in Canada, they're famous for their Bloody Marys, but they put oyster juice.
I have never heard that before. I thought they're famous for Canadian.
I thought you were eating out women.
Oh, no. Ew. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. That is the weirdest thing anyone's ever said to me.
It also sails the Red Sea, right? Everyone knows.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I'm
literally shook right now.
Canada, sorry, is the maple country, not the bloody... I mean, I've never heard...
And seen. That's why we should be on Drag Race, everyone. If you didn't hear it then, you hear it now. No, I'm telling you that anyone from Canada who comes here will miss one thing and one thing only, and it's a Caesar. A Caesar is a bloody Mary with Clamato juice in it, which which leads back to your joke anyways. In a
it
roundabout.
Does. It all,
yeah.
It all leads back to that.
Yeah.
So I was doing this like really hyper funny thing where I was like, oh, classic. Why did I leave? Because the Caesar. And then, it was a long shot. Anyways, tough crowd. I'm here every Wednesday.
You are so witty. You're even too quick for Freddie Mars and me. Can I speak to you about one thing? Because it happened... I'm pretty sure it hasn't been 100% confirmed, but I'm pretty sure that my Instagram is currently shadow banned.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
What does that mean?
So shadow ban is something that where basically Instagram is limiting your reach. So not everyone will all of a sudden see your profile, your stories, your posts, you can't go live. Things like that can happen. This can be
you've been semi-canceled, basically.
No,
you're not semi-canceled. You are being erased and silenced.
You're being silenced.
Were you silent or were you silenced?
I was silenced.
Yeah. So basically how it works, on Instagram, there's a thing called the algorithm. Some people think that that's a genre of music and it's not. The algorithm is a series of like organized filters that allow information to seed out into the world.
Exactly.
And so most people who are shadow banned are people who are outspoken, non-binary, trans, people of color, Sophie Herman.
I love that I work in my own category.
Yeah, because she's a gay icon. Gay icons are shadow banned because they say what they think, and then all the gays listen and echo it. This is why Lady Gaga got so famous so quickly. She played all the gay clubs. So basically what we need, that's the power.
That's what you need to do, Freddie Mars.
Yeah, I'm gonna DJ this next Hung Gaming Party.
Oh my God, that is so problematic. You'll definitely be shadow banned. So great, we'll see you there.
Shadow
banning is when they look at what you're posting and the words that you're using and they choose to not let it be fed out.
Yeah.
Really?
So for example, the best case to look at is MIA. Everyone knows who MIA is. The Sri Lankan rapper, artist.
Bad Girls is my answer.
The best die young, bad girls do it well. So
but
basically,
it's
no one has looked at her Instagram and asked why she's never got more than 1 million followers. Lady Gaga, she's in the billions.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj has a huge amount of followers and so does Madonna. But MIA was on the same stage.
What happened?
America... labeled MIA as a terrorist.
And so really? Because allowed, of her dad was in the KPG.
Tamil Tigers. So basically, MIA's family are like resistance supporters. So basically like trying to fight against the genocide that's happening there. And she's speaking about it in her music.
Yeah.
And because she's causing a bit of a ruckus, America and Instagram were like, ooh, this is a bit too much information, so we're going to shadow ban her. So her information doesn't get out and she will never get more than a certain amount of followers.
How really? Interesting. I had no idea that they've done this with her.
Well, that's just one case study. Yeah, so if you look at why she never had more than 1 million followers, like she's played everywhere.
Yeah.
And she's done
everywhere.
Everything. And
that's
like,
so true.
So Sophie, why are you shadow banned?
Oh my God,
what have you done?
Do you think that that's going to happen? I mean, oh God.
Yeah.
No, they can't do this for longer than 2 weeks. So what happened with me?
Once you shadow banned, you're shadow banned. So basically, even for me, like I was getting like thousands and thousands.
That's literally the worst thing you could say to Sophie right now.
Right, my career is over.
Yeah.
Off to TikTok Viventure now. Yeah. Here we go.
I guess the silver lining is you'd rather be shadow banned than irrelevant.
That is so true. No, because I voiced my opinion. And I mean, I used a horrible word, but I was just so fucking angry when I heard about what America decided with the whole abortion law and yeah. when and this whole shitstorm broke loose that we now have to deal with. That was a couple of weeks ago, and I got so upset that I posted a picture of one of the congressmen and said, "Hey, America, with all of these guns around, can no one shoot this? See you next Tuesday."
Yeah.
And
yeah, that'll do it.
Well, they took it down after my post. My story was deleted after 2 hours.
Okay.
But now, I tried to go live the other day, and it did tell me your account is not, it doesn't say permanently, but yeah. but right now it is blocked from doing so.
You're on the watch list.
Sorry.
Now you know what it's like to be a person of color. And now you know what it's like to be a trans person. These are people who fought and are fighting regularly to decenter white people. Sorry about it, anyone who's white and listening. But like, we have to deal with this all the time. This is why Black Lives Matter was such a big movement. It's because of the fact that we are sick and tired of being edited and being suppressed. We can't. This systemic change needs to happen. And it needs to start with Instagram.
And actually, yeah, I mean, obviously, I can never put myself in your shoes and what you had to go through.
No,
and
Raf Simmons, though, you really love them.
I mean, these ones, oh,
they're like a space hoof. Boot.
Oh my God, you and Fred have like the same taste in shoes here.
Yeah, I mean, we do have like cool style. Yours is
thank
like,
you.
Yeah, no, I just don't think
I'm
you're
wearing a Canadian tuxedo for you.
You're dressed like we're going to Burger King.
Oh my God.
But in a cute way.
Burger Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burger King.
But it's a Canadian tuxedo. It's like where we go for fun.
Yeah. That well, you Tim have Hortons. A Bloody Mary and a Burger King. Welcome to Canada.
I mean,
what?
The amazing thing is that I'm not sitting in this room. Is that I escape Canada and actually have a sense of style? that is what I've succeeded in.
Oh no! But what I just wanted to say is that even though I can never put myself in your very expensive Balenciaga shoes, I now, having gotten a glimpse of this, my God, you feel like you're screaming and no voice is coming out, and you feel like it is so frustrating
yeah,
and
yeah.
it makes me even angrier now. And now everything I want to do is like post about this every day, but then my career is over basically on Instagram. So, oh God, it's frustrating.
I saw something when Sophie told me that you were coming on as a guest. There was a quote that you had, and I'll probably get it wrong, but it's that you want to be the voice for people that are voiceless or that don't have anything.
I think you want to
represent people who don't have representation.
Totally.
That, yeah,
that's,
which I think
yeah,
is really
it's
nice.
Super important to me because of the fact that like I didn't feel represented when I started my club night, and then I started to represent Bollywood and South Asian music. Mm. And then as I threw the night over 5 years, I realized that I was like bundling it all under those two terms. But the South Asian diaspora, like the brown community, is so much bigger than Bollywood and Hindu, which is I am. Mm. And so like as I learned that there are other people who don't have voices, and the only way that we can all be free is if we just help each other up.
Yeah.
And so that's when I started to like expand my work. So it's not just about me being queer or South Asian. It's about me protecting trans lives and for me fighting for Black people and non-binary people and helping them like find space in these spaces and West London. And like, because those are the people with power. And so I need to get a seat at that table. And then I need to tell everyone that we need to like change things. And the only way you can do that is by being funny and by being witty and by being palpable.
Maybe you should have told Anna Winter this.
Well, I mean, she's a lot of problem. Yeah.
I think
I can't meet Anna Winter, look her in the eyes, and be like, "Thanks for everything you did to us."
Yeah.
Would you like a curry?
Yeah. Then the glasses wouldn't have come off.
No,
if you
but
said
you
that.
Know what did happen?
What?
Edward Enfield
yes.
and his partner came up to me and said, "We'd love to come to your Bollywood night." And I was like, "Oh, thank you so
that
much."
That is major.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm invited. Okay,
yeah, okay of course. But I mean, like,
here.
I mean, whether they take me up on the invite offer or not, like
no,
the fact that the night within that short period of time has allowed for one of our like go-go dancers and dear friend of mine to be on the cover of Vogue, and like another photographer shot the cover of Vogue India, and like we have people in Marvel films now. It's like we just all came together and said, "We're sick and tired of this and we're not doing it anymore." And then we start to do what we do the best we can. And now we're everywhere.
You really are the guide how to work a room. It's like, my God, I mean, nailed it. Like, assignment understood.
Yeah. I understood the brief and delivered. That was actually really powerful when you were like, "Oh, I got a glimpse into the world of what it's like to be suffocated by society." That's pretty big.
I mean, I hope it's not offensive in any way because it's on your stupid Instagram, but it does show you.
No, exactly. But then you wonder why we like start labeling people as like the angry Black woman. It's like because of the fact that they're suffocating so much every day that they're going to spiral out whenever we treat
them like shit. I've been made more than familiar with the image of the angry German because that's unfortunately what we all get compared to.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not afraid to be an angry German on Instagram because if I, I've always had a very strong sense of justice and injustice. And if something isn't right, I'm going to fucking speak up about
it. That's exactly what we're
And if someone wants to shadow ban me, then come for me, Instagram. I'll go on TikTok. So, yeah, this is it. But I think we should actually think about maybe doing our own kind of community.
Of course. I think like an intersectional community is needed where like we have people from all walks of life who all have the same mindset.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of time before you like as we look at Instagram and say, oh, these people have blue ticks, therefore they're relevant. It's like we need to start asking people whether or not they have done the unlearning and are able to sit with me. You can't sit with me unless you have the same beliefs and morals and compasses as I do.
Completely. Yeah. I mean, I am. What an inspiration you are. If I wouldn't have known you already, I would be dying to get to know you and work the room like you did with Anna Wintour. Ryan, thank you so, so much for coming on our podcast.
My absolute pleasure.
And can we come to one of the Hangama parties?
Yes, you can. I'll give you guest list.
Maybe DJ?
You give me guest
list? No, actually, you know what? I'm not going to give you guest list.
VIP here.
No, you're going to buy tickets and support a South Asian economy.
Of course, they'll buy tickets.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Fine. Okay.
Can You're I like, my card? Agent will email you for free tickets.
Right. Please send the card to... No.
Tuk-tuk. I'll send you
last question. Every party has a different theme, right?
Well, we were really excited to be invited by the South Bank to throw a party. And I thought, why don't we do something that's even more bigger than just South Asian communities?
Right.
So we threw a party called Nazar, which means the evil eye. And like the evil eye is like...
Nazar.
Yeah, Nazar.
Not to mix up with Nusra.
No, who's that?
Sol Bay.
I never met her.
Sol Bay.
Oh yeah. Well, actually, like the third eye is something that is word Nazar that translates over all the communities, and to be seen is what Nazar means, but also it's the evil eye. So I thought like they called
that
me.
Is right up my Straße. I love
yeah, isn't
this.
It?
Could we maybe host like a party together once, even though I'm obviously not Southeast Asian? I do have 2% Asian in me, according to Ancestry.com. But maybe we can collaborate on like an Oktoberfest or something.
My people will call you.
Yeah. I'm really excited about this. Yeah. This is going to be great. We should talk about this.
Right. I think I've just been pied off.
You've been shadow banned.
Yeah.
South Asian banned.
Yeah.
No.
No, not at all. We're friends. All right. There's just a long time. So to finish my story,
yes.
We basically threw the first ever queer Riverside Swana, which is Southwest Asian and North African South Asian night. And we had 2,500 people there.
Wow.
It was incredible. And it was the first time like the quote unquote Middle East was partying with South Asians and we were all queer. And these are places where you're criminalized and put in jail if you're gay. So it was amazing.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was cool.
So like what's next Gandhi. For you, darling? What? You are the gay Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Yeah, yeah. So what's next for you, Shatsubin?
Well, I'm hoping that we get another season of the Big Proud Party Agency. Mm-hmm. If not, I just tell everyone what I usually say, which is once you see me, you can't unsee me.
Well, I'm that everywhere. Is very true.
This yeah. is true, yeah.
Maybe a little TV show with Sophie Herman. I mean, I've heard rumors.
I know. I've actually been called. Some people have heard me
you know,
out.
What was that? The thing you really liked, that woman, that Joan Rivers, that Fashion Police.
Joan.
She
oh,
should do Fashion Police. You
animal.
Guys should do that
yeah,
together.
No, definitely. I feel like that's in our future.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. The future has many things in store for us.
Yeah.
All right, Chatsy Bear, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Love you.
Nice to meet you.
You are so handsome in person.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. And we're out.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.